Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Don't tell our friends in Skagway, but Sitka came close to becoming the permanent residence of their most infamous bad guy, none other than Soapy Smith. Because in 1898, then-Governor John Brady, upon meeting Soapy during a Skagway 4th of July festivity and being so impressed with him for whatever reason, offered Smith a position as Deputy U.S. Marshal in Sitka. Fortunately for Sitka's public safety, and fortuitously for Skagway's multi-million-dollar tourist industry spawned from stories of Soapy's nefarious activities, he turned down Brady's offer. Soapy should have taken the job. 4 days later, Soapy Smith was gunned down in the famed shootout on Juneau Wharf. But everybody deserves a mulligan for some of their decisions, as Governor Brady's overall service to Alaska was noteworthy. Plus, his life story provides a source of inspiration for all. Now lying at rest in Sitka's National Cemetery, John James Green Brady rose to become three-term governor of the District of Alaska, even though he was an abandoned foster child who also struggled with diabetes. In 1855, future President Teddy Roosevelt's father found the 8-year-old ragamuffin Brady living on the New York streets after Brady had run away from home following his mother's death and father's remarriage to a stepmother Brady disliked. The elder Roosevelt paid for Brady's early care and passage 3 years later on an orphan train bound for Indiana, where Brady was adopted by Judge John Green. Later in life, as Alaska's governor, Brady would walk up to Roosevelt's son, then governor of New York, and thank the junior Roosevelt for his father's kindness. More impressive is that the determined Brady had already repaid the elder Roosevelt for all the money the philanthropist had spent on him. Even though he spent a share of his childhood on the streets, Brady was academically gifted and went on to graduate from Yale College and soon moved to Sitka as a Presbyterian minister, where, with Sheldon Jackson, he co-founded Sheldon Jackson Training School for Alaska Natives in 1878. A few years later, he married a Sitka girl, Elizabeth Jane Patton. The couple had 5 children, John Jr., Hugh, Sheldon Jackson, named for his friend, Mary Anna, and Elizabeth Brady. Among other accomplishments as governor of the District of Alaska from 1884 through 1906, Brady pushed for native civil rights and more women. Yes, females were in short supply in Alaska during Governor Brady's tenure, so in his annual report to Congress, Brady called for an influx of good English girls to populate Alaska. Even though he was commended by New York newspapers for his foresight and raised the hopes of many Alaskan men who reportedly laid in wait for the ladies to arrive, not many adventuresome females answered Brady's call. Unfortunately, after a career of noteworthy public service, Brady was forced to resign upon an inquiry into his involvement with the Reynolds Alaska Development Company fraud, though he was later exonerated. Governor Brady succumbed from a stroke in 1918 and was buried with a monument that bears the inscription, "A Life Ruled by Faith in God and Man." This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.